standing inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me?
Well, good afternoon, my friends. Yes, we're halfway through the month, almost, Wednesday, November the 14th. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number, 1-800-691-7898. The web address, eaglesup.com or republictradinggroup.net. Well, it was an interesting day on Wall Street, as every day is an interesting day on Wall Street. Strange things happened in the last hour of trading, and in this instance, interesting things happened in the last half hour of trading. Dow was in plus territory most of the day, except for the last half hour, where all of a sudden the positive turned into a negative. The Dow fell 76 points to end the day at 13,231. The NASDAQ off 29 at 2,644. S&P 500 off 10 at 1,470. All the talk on Wall Street today was about the new head of Merrill Lynch coming from the NYSE. They completely didn't pay any attention to the producer price index, which was expected at 0.3, and it came in at 0.1. But there was statements by Ben Bernanke today that nobody believes. Head of the Federal Reserve came out, gave a speech today, said the Fed's going to be more transparent, and everybody laughed. Well, there's good reason to buy into the theory of buying the dips. Gold closed up $15.40 to end the day at $813.90. Silver up 44 cents at $15.09. Platinum up $25 at $1,444. Palladium flat at $3.74. Wall Street wasn't paying too much attention to oil. Apparently, we have tension in the Middle East. Oil up $2.83 at the close to end the day at $94 even. The cheap stuff in the exclusive white suburbs of Scottsdale, Arizona, $2.99. U.S. dollar index weaker throughout the day, finally closing down one basis point to end the day at 75.89. A caller to the show yesterday, I made a reference, a good rule of thumb when you want to calculate the value of junk silver, whether they quarters, dimes, or half dollars. And I said, good rule of thumb is four times face value. Well, that was true when silver was $7 an ounce. It's now $15 an ounce. So let's revise that, shall we? Junk silver is 10 times face value.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Why are we here? What's life all about? Is God really real? Or is there some doubt? Well, tonight we're going to sort it all out. For tonight, it's the meaning of life. What's the point of all these hoax? Is it the chicken and the egg diet? Are we just yokes? Perhaps we just want of God's little jokes. We're searching the meaning of life.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Wednesday. And as we do each and every Wednesday, we speak to Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. And because we have new listeners that log on from time to time, a little background here I think is in order. The reason I speak with Charles Carlson once a week, one, it's a personal reason, because I've been on a mission to find the truth both in life and politics, and more importantly in religion. Having been very conflicted in many religions, I've been through them all, from Protestant to Roman Catholic to Buddha to atheist, back to born again, and it's been a learning experience. And I never really paid too much attention to a lot of the people who espouse this theology of end times, people who believe in the rapture. And it wasn't until a few years ago that it became apparent to me that the support for the policies of this administration in large part came from within the evangelical movement. Pat Robinson, Jerry Falwell, James Dobson, and many others. Who for many years I respected them for their commitment to religion. And I never ever questioned their religious beliefs. For a long time I never questioned anybody's religious beliefs, because I believe that that is a very personal thing. And when I saw the influence that this particular group of evangelicals was having within the body politic itself, I couldn't help but be amazed the people that are making the decisions that not only affect your and mine lives, but obviously affect the lives of people all over the world, and unfortunately to the detriment, because they have such a closed-minded vision that they are God's warriors. I mean, you've got to understand that this evangelical theology is being taught in America's military schools in Colorado, right next to James Dobson at the Air Force Academy, where it is impregnated into these young minds of mush that they are on some sort of godly mission to see to the destruction of the Temple Mount, which is going to enhance the second coming of Jesus Christ. And when you look at other organizations like Michael Ferris, who heads up Patrick Henry College, which is the you could call it it's a training ground for all the kids that get internships in Washington D.C. It is where they come from. It is this whole mindset. And so in order to help explain this madness that we are dealing with right now is the reason why I speak to Charles each and every week, because here's a man, obviously, who had some of the similar revelations that I had in time, and he is about the only man, well, I shouldn't say that, there are many others, that will have the courage in this politically correct world in which we live to speak out against U.S. foreign policy actions, especially in the Middle East, and yes, especially to do with Israel, and to try and educate people and help inform them as to what this movement is, because it's not a religion. When you boil it all down, it's a theology of Zionism. And we get very confused in this politically correct world in which we live in, because a lot of people, when you start talking about Zionism, they immediately start bringing up the term anti-Semitic and one thing and another. So hopefully that gave you a little understanding of what we try to do here each and every week. This is not to denigrate anybody's religions, not to cast aspersions on anybody. It's just simply to find out the truth. Because once you figure out how these people think and what their philosophies are and what guides them, it's going to better help you understand who the real players are out there and who the phonies are. And unfortunately, in today's world, there's a proliferation of phonies who wrap themselves in the cloak of religiosity. And it's amazing today. I mean, in order to con a Christian, all you've got to tell him is, yeah, I'm born again, and no questions are asked. So anyway, that's the reason why we bring Charles in, and I appreciate Charles waiting patiently in the wings while I just simply gave that small little explanation. And Charles, if you want to add anything to it, be my guest, sir.
Well, thank you. That was very well done. I enjoyed listening. And I will add something just in support of this. In 2004, off to the wrong foot. In 2004, before the presidential election, the Pew Foundation on religion and public life, which is really quite a respected organization, the Pew Foundation is from Philadelphia, and does very thoughtful work on this question of people and their religion and how it affects their politics. That's really what their polls are best for, I think. And they concluded that about 26%, that a large share of the American population, about 26%, had provided George W. Bush with 40% of his total votes in the 2004 election. So this is the population that Robbie has been talking about, the Christian, so-called Christian Zionists. We call them Judeo-Christians, which is an older term that they would find very acceptable most of the case. So here in this Pew poll, they found that this enormous number of people, 26% of the total American population, that's not the voters only, but that's all Americans. That's a figure that comes to be somewhere around 80 million people. are part of this group that they call, that they refer to as the Judeo-Christian or the Christian right. Let's see what they called them. They called them evangelicals, the term they were using at that time. And that that George W. Bush got 40% of his vote from that one group, which is, of course, a huge margin. They went on to say, characterize what holds this group together. And they said significantly more, compared to other Americans, here's their question. The survey found that white evangelical Protestants, that's the term they used for what we call Judeo-Christians, are significantly more sympathetic to Israel than to Palestinians. And only 6% thought that Palestinians were not getting a fair shake in Israel. Furthermore, significantly more said that the religious beliefs were the biggest influence in leading them to sympathize with Israel. 46% said that, compared with 26% of the general survey. And then significantly more likely to believe that God gave the land of Israel to the Jews. That's the quote. That's the question they asked. 72% of this huge population group thought that the land that the Palestinians live on actually doesn't belong to them but was given to the state of Israel by God himself. Significantly more likely to believe that Israel fulfills the biblical prophecies about Jesus' second coming. 63% of those surveyed who were Judeo-Christians felt that Jesus, or that the state of Israel is a fulfillment of biblical prophecy, and therefore were moved in the way they conduct themselves politically by what they consider to be their religion. And our efforts are aimed at examining this religion very carefully and pointing out the flaws in what they believe. Because like Robbie, I've come out of this group myself, being a Southern Baptist, for many, many years. And we can say in all honesty that we don't have, we hardly have anybody we know in our organization or our influence group who do not have family or friends who are still very actively involved in the Judeo-Christian or the evangelical movement or Christian Zionists, as the more radical ones have come to call themselves. So that's my addition to your very good commentary.
Well, I mean, for instance, I had a number of problems. As you know, last week, first of all, you had Pat Robinson endorsing Rudy Giuliani, going against all the supposed principles that Pat Robinson has always stood for, and that is being vehemently pro-life, pro-gun, and obviously, if those are the two binding principles, because after all, in that example you gave in 2004, there's no question about it. The reason why Bush won over Kerry was a tremendous push by the evangelical movement, the Ralph Reeds of the world, to garnish up this fear about the marriage amendment.
Rudy Giuliani's one feature that would be appealing to Pat Robertson is that he is a favorite of the state of Israel.
You said it better than me. We'll take a short break. Be right back.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into Masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Welcome back, my friends. We are speaking with Charles Caution from Straight Gate Ministries. You can access his website at WHTT.org. Before the break, as Charles pointed out, the reason for Pat Robinson's support of Rudy Giuliani is based purely on his support of Israel. The same cannot be said for the National Right to Life Committee that endorsed Fred Thompson, who, as a lawyer, represented Planned Parenthood. What do you think their logic was in endorsing Fred Thompson?
I haven't the foggiest.
You see, this is where, and correct me if I'm wrong, this is where I have a problem with pro-lifers. If you are going to be for life, shouldn't one be for all life, whether it's post-born or pre-born?
I think so. We believe that every life is God-given. Muslims believe that. I don't know if Hindus believe that or not, but Christians certainly are supposed to believe that. And it's a big issue in the evangelical churches. I've been a deacon in evangelical churches, and we went out of our way to be pro-life. We tried to have the appearance of being outspokenly pro-life and proudly pro-life. But alas, when it came time to bomb Iran the first time, the Southern Baptist Convention, or Iraq, I should say, Iran's coming up, the Southern Baptist Convention saw no problem whatsoever with dropping bombs on Baghdad, and would not take any kind of a position opposing it, simply because it was favorable to Israel. Israel thought it was a good idea. So all of a sudden, the desires of the state of Israel went way beyond the attitude of pro-life. And I found this to be true even in pro-life other pro-life groups that have had meetings I've been to, and the issue of war comes up, and it gets a stony glance, and then the stunned silence is, oh, what do we say about this? We really don't want to get into this. War doesn't fit into our agenda. And that's true, not true of all Christians, but it is true of the evangelicals that come from the Christian Zionist churches. They will absolutely turn stony at the suggestion that war has something to do with life.
You see, because rationally speaking, if one should be opposed to, or Christians should be opposed to wars of all flavors, just based on the sanctity of human life.
And
yet the National Right to Life organization has endorsed Fred Thompson, even though putting aside his representing Planned Parenthood. It just seems that there's a disconnect completely from their faith belief and the reality of the real world of who they support. It makes no logical sense to me. Let's get into this other thing, because obviously whenever you bring up the subject, or whenever you talk about the state of Israel, and if you are critical in any way, shape, or form of the state of Israel, there's a word we've come to accept as being bigoted against the state of Israel, which is rather unique in and of itself, because they've created their own word called anti-Semitic. What does anti-Semitic mean?
Well, I'll tell you where you find it, where it shouldn't be. It's actually in the footnotes of the Schofield Reference Bible on page 19 in 1967. It is used there to describe people who feel that the state of Israel is not the fulfillment of biblical prophecy. And the writers of that, the Zionist writers of that Bible, which is now used by Christian Zionists all over the world and is the most popular Bible, study Bible, perhaps used in America still, probably, has actually framed the word anti-Semitism in to mean someone who does not give sufficient love and attention to the state of Israel, which was not even created until 1948. So it's no surprise that Christians who read these Bibles, are influenced by those who read these Bibles and study them and take them very seriously, are inclined to accept that word because it's used very freely. That's a good biblical word right in the footnotes. And that's exactly what's happened. Anti-Semitism has become a word that is used against people who Jews don't like. Instead of being a word that's supposed to mean people who don't like Jews, it's become a word that Jews don't like. People that Jews don't like are anti-Semitic. And the reason it's so popular in churches is that they actually have codified it in some of these apostate Bibles that they use in the studies of Judeo-Christianity.
We'll talk more about this word, because it's very Orwellian when you think about it. That and a lot more when we return.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Welcome back to the flip side for a Wednesday. Speaking of Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. Before we take a call, correct me if I'm wrong. The term anti-Semitic, if we had to really break down the word, Semitic refers to a whole group of people. Arabs, Assyrians, Babylonians. It doesn't simply refer to the Jewish people. So if one is truly anti-Semitic, then one is anti-Arab as well.
That would be true. That's the semantics of the word, definitely are that way. So the word makes no sense, of course, of its composition.
Yeah, it's like Islamo-fascism, because if you break that word down, or Islamo-fascists, as many would like to constantly refer things to, Islam means peace. So if you break the word down, it says they are peace fascists, which doesn't make any logical sense. But then again, we live in this world where words have been created to demonize certain groups of people, so they are never questioned. And
that's exactly right, and it's just as simple as that. Anti-Semitism is a word to demonize anyone who criticizes political Israel or, of course, any Jewish motive. But it's more popular now applied by Christians. It's used mostly in regard to anybody who criticizes Israel. And we hear it all the time when we talk, go to churches and talk to people in front of churches.
Absolutely.
They regard it as anti-Semitic that you would challenge Israel's right to the land of the that the Palestinians live on.
Yeah. And you can see where their mindset comes from, their feeling towards the Palestinians, because in Israel, Israelis refer to Palestinians as cockroaches, pretty much the same way that the Tutsis referred to the Hutus. And once you demonize a people, then you can do all kinds of nasties to them, as we witnessed here in the land of the free and the home of the brave of this enlightened country, where, and I always bring this up, where David Koresh and his followers were demonized to the point that people stood by and didn't blink an eye when 80 women and children were gassed in Waco, Texas. Let's go to the phones. We've got Mark in Kentucky. Hey, Mark.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm glad he brought up the Scofield Bible, and I've been trying, be honest with you, I'm not a real dogmatic in my belief structures as far as the Bible's concerned, but I was wanting to actually get into the Bible, and to be honest, I'd like to know what to look out for, I mean, as far as what the Bible teaches and who are the people that really follow things like the Scofield Bible that I don't get misled, basically.
Well, the Scofield Bible, we think, we've written a lot about this, and we have a PowerPoint presentation that you can go to right on our website, and it will play for you. All you have to do is click it. And the button you look for says Roots, Christian Zionist Roots, and it's a green link, a green button. You can't miss it. It's 43 minutes long. So it'll explain a lot more than I can tell you in the minutes we have.
Okay.
But we believe that the Bible created for the purpose of shaping and creating, almost creating this new religion called Christian Zionism or Judeo-Christianity, started only a little more than 100 years ago in any serious way, and it really got started after this Bible called the Scofield Bible was written in Oxford by Oxford University Press, which is a Zionist organization or Zionist-owned organization, very strongly pro-Zionist. People were influential in it. And that Bible was imported into the United States, and it basically shapes the idea of Judeo-Christianity. And all you have to do, the best thing you can do is invest in one, but buy a used one because they're very expensive, and you can get a used one in a bookstore. And be sure to get the 1967 edition. And then whenever you read the footnotes, read them only with the idea of that's what someone wants you to think the Bible is all about, then you can just go ahead and read the words of the Bible, paying the rest of it is perfectly okay.
Is the Scofield Bible, I mean, is it based on the King James Version?
Yes, it is it's a King James Bible, but it has footnotes at the end which make up more than half of the total volume of the Bible. So the amount of footnotes is huge, and much of it is benign, but some of it is very misleading. So you can tell what you're supposed to think by looking at the footnotes in important passages. So it's a good reference book to have.
I'll be honest, I've been like one of my other favorite talk shows on this network is Michael Collins Piper.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about Christian Zionism and the political moves that's been being made in this country by these people. And it's totally shocking to me, and this is my commentary on and it's not necessarily a question, but that there's other patriots out there, and I'm not going to sit here and name call and all that, that literally just let this part of the quote-unquote New World Order go and not put any kind of head to it.
Well, it's very understood until recently, and we think that we've been a part of that, and people like Robbie have helped a lot, and now at least it's getting around among groups like those you referred to, patriot groups, are starting to talk a lot about Christian Zionism and see it as a big, big problem that they just really don't know how to cope with and deal with.
But there are certain talk show hosts that will not go into that, won't touch it with a 10-foot pole.
I'm sure that's true. But
And my thing, if it is, my problem with that is that any organization such as ADL that's pushing these anti-hate crimes laws, the increasing support for the Jewish lobby into our Congress, and then you start looking at our senators, you see more and more people of Jewish descent, including our Supreme Court justices, and you want to know, by all the decisions they make, are they really following the Torah, or are they following the Talmud? And it seems to me more and more that this is, from what I've been able to understand the Talmud, that's what they're following.
Well, followers of the Talmud are kind of another issue from Christian Zionism.
Mm-hmm.
But the acid test that we give people, whether they're Jewish or whether they're pastors of a Christian church, we simply ask them, do you believe that the state of Israel fulfills the biblical prophecy of the Old Testament? Do you believe that the state of Israel is a fulfillment of biblical prophecy? And Christians should properly say no to that. They should say, no, the Bible is all about prophesying the coming of Jesus Christ. That's what Christians believe.
Mm-hmm.
And no, the Bible is not about prophesying any political state, not America, not France, not Ethiopia or Palestine or Israel.
And that part of it's really shocking to me, because I do know, just through secular news and understanding what's going on around me in a secular sense, what the Israelis have been doing to the Arabs for the last 40 years. It's been totally atrocious. The human rights abuses is just unbelievable. And then on top of that, you look at the roots of this, and Theodor Herzl was not a religious person whatsoever. It was mostly a secular move to create Israel, and it doesn't seem like Christians seem to get that.
No, they don't. And, of course, the thing is that Israel could not have made it unless they made it into a religious movement. And, of course, they created the religious movement in Christianity, which is so much bigger than Judaism, with all these hundreds of millions of Christians, and some maybe as many as 80 or 90 million Christian Zionists in America alone. You can see how important that was to the state of Israel to get them on the side of Israel. And so they created this Bible. So my advice to you is get a New Testament and read that, just the New Testament, a little pocket-sized one.
Mm-hmm.
Concentrate on that, and then take a look at our little presentation there on the webpage, whtt.org. Look for the green button, Christian Zionist Roots, and watch that. And that will show you how they have used the Bible, and it will go a long ways to show you how this has been maneuvered. And then you can bring these things up with these talk show hosts that you're referring to. And a really good point is the one I brought out about how the Pew polls have shown that the vast majority of evangelical Christians believe Israel's a fulfillment of biblical prophecy.
Well, I'd like to actually bring that up to one of the talk show hosts, but it's been brought up before to him, and he cuts them off right away. And I'm not going to mention names, because this is not a name-calling program. I'm not, you know, but...
process of educating our own families. You see, we get thrown out by our families, too. We try to raise these questions with our children, and with some people have been trying to raise this question with their wife or their husband for years, and they can't get across this bridge. It's a very divisive bridge, and so you got to be patient with people, because it takes time for them to see through it. They have to see it for themselves.
I also have my, I ain't going to go there, but what is your website one more time, sir?
It's whtt.org. W-H-T-T. It stands for We Hold These Truths.
Okay.
whtt.org.
.org. Okay.
And then look for the green button link.
I do appreciate you talking to me, sir, and thank you so much for the information.
Okay.
Thanks, Bob. Before we go to the next caller, just a real brief question. Was it Schofield, obviously, the man responsible for penning the term God's chosen people?
I don't think so. I think that it went back a long ways before that. There have been movements like that in England, and it had even shown up in the Vatican, movements within the Roman Church. Had this idea of a chosen people had popped up now and then. So it's an old theme that keeps reoccurring. It's
a
even
supremacist,
found in the New Testament.
It's a supremacist mindset.
Yeah, it is. And so I don't think the chosen people was I don't think it was penned by Schofield. I think it came I think that's always been there. It's the question is chosen for what? Are they chosen to take the land away from the Palestinians and to occupy it, and or were they chosen to bring forth the Messiah? And this is what Christians believe. They believe that, yes, there was an Abrahamic covenant that brought forth a tribe of people who had a lineage, and from that lineage eventually came a guy named Joseph who was a carpenter, and he had a stepson, or that he adopted son, named Jesus, and this is the lineage that brought forth. So this is the idea that chosen people were chosen to bring forth a lineage that brought forth a Messiah. And of course, Jews don't believe in a Messiah, so they reject that part, but they've taken that chosen people and say that they're chosen, the Israelis say that they're chosen to benefit us in our lives, I guess.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones again. We've got Gus in Texas. Hey, Gus. Okay. Thanks for holding. Yellow Gus. Oh.
Sorry, Gus.
Yeah, sorry, Gus. We tend to get a little winded, yeah. It's normal, but more than happy to call back if you wish, and I'll be a little faster on the button this time than I was last. One of my big problems that I have is, and I know it obviously is what spurred you into action, is what people don't grasp is the huge, I mean, the mind-boggling influence that these evangelicals have in politics today. Pretty much as we can see, this is playing out with the Fred Thompson getting the nomination of the National Right to Life, Rudy going with Pat Robinson, because the facts and the figures show them that whichever candidate can garnish, quote unquote, the widespread support of the evangelicals, that's a huge voting block.
Absolutely, and sticks together pretty well. And there are chinks showing up in it. It's beginning to fall apart. We are seeing that, and we're optimistic that that will happen. That's the purpose of our organization, is we would like people to be pried out of that so that they straighten out their own lives and their own theology, and so it makes sense to them what they believe, rather than just be spoon-fed. But to answer your question, Robbie, the political goals and agendas of the Christian right are incredibly dangerous and horrible to contemplate. If you stop and think what it is that Christian Zionism is supporting, the things that are most crucial to them to support. It includes the idea that Israel as a state is okay. Anything that they do is okay, including the enslavement of 3.5 million people. Is it? Many more have been driven out of their homes and exiled. That's okay, because it's necessary for religious reasons for that to happen. The second thing is the occupation of Iraq is okay. There should be no end to it. They get very angry at the movements of even the Democrats who do very, very little, but raise a little bit of resistance to Bush's perpetual continued funding for all of this. That's okay because Israel supports the occupation of Iraq. They want us to continue to occupy Iraq because of the oil, the water, the resources, and the risk of Iraq to them. And then most important right now is the idea that we should bomb, that we should do a preemptive bombing of the independent country of Iran, which has done nothing to us. And this is absolutely supported by the Christian Zionist movement and most Judeo-Christian nice people in your church. And that's supported for only one reason. It's because, again, the state of Israel wants it. The state of Israel says it's necessary. And
yeah, but they also want to bomb Iran because they've got this fear factor embedded in them by this administration. Mm-hmm. That the reason we want to bomb Iran is because Abinadab has visions of launching nukes onto the United States, which is ridiculous in and of itself. Mm-hmm. But they fearful of dying at the hands of a terrorist. Mm-hmm. True Christians shouldn't be afraid of dying.
That's right. That's right. That's, Jesus said that. Don't fear death. So,
well, yeah. We got one of those little breaks. When we come back, if you want to get hold of Charles Carlson, Straight Gate Ministries, or find out his web address, we'll have all that information for you when we return.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Wednesday, speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. If you'd like to get hold of Charles, you can write him at P.O. Box 14491, Scottsdale, Arizona, 85267. Or you can call him at 800-947-3329. Or if you want to visit his website, it's whtt.org. And if you missed any of that and you want to get it again, just simply give me a call at Republic Trading Group. I'll be happy to pass that on. I believe we got Gus back. Hey, Gus.
Hello, Charles.
Hello, Gus.
It's a very fascinating topic. Doesn't seem to be a lot of conversation on the radio about this stuff. And your the caller who was on before I lost my connection. It was my fault. My apology for that. He was going down the same path that I was intending to go down. And so the only thing I would add to that was he had mentioned Michael Collins Piper. And for all of the listeners who might want to get some good insight into this subject, he wrote a great book called The Judas Goats that might give them a real quick education on it. So that was my only other point. I'll just continue listening. And Charles, thanks for coming on and talking about it this evening.
It's
enjoying
my pleasure,
the show.
And Michael's a good man. I saw him recently.
Yeah, he was. He gave a speech with you in California.
Right.
What are your future plans? Any Hagee plans?
Well, we certainly are. We're talking to people in Minneapolis right now, and we're talking to people around the country who want us to go back to San Antonio so that they can go to Hagee's church. But we keep saying, no, stay home and do it at your home. It's much cheaper. It's equally important. We need to reach the leaders of every church, and every big church needs to have at least one vigil to just let them know that someone's thinking of them. And whenever we talk to people who've been in these vigils, we get back feedback that's really valuable about the influence that they have that they don't even know they're having. So our plans are maybe frigid Minneapolis in the middle of the winter even. But we'll be around. Maybe we'll go try Southern California. But we encourage people to just get out and start these units of their own, and we'll help them start a unit and even tell them how to make the signs or have the signs made and so on. Not very expensive, not very difficult, doesn't take too many people. And then I do go wherever I can when I can get away.
Anything planned for Scottsdale Bible in the future?
Well, we've been there a few times, and we should probably go back and visit that church.
Yes,
We've made some changes there. We've had people actually respond to us. So,
as a former member,
okay. Well, we'll invite you when we go, Robbie. It'll be a pleasure to have you.
Oh, I'll definitely be there again.
It's great fun. Everybody who does it always feels gratified and by it. And I don't have time to tell stories. I could relate a lot of stories about things that people tell me when they go that are really significant. It's just a way of getting message across to people.
Well, again, thank you, sir. God bless you.
Thank you, and thank you for all the great help. And we hope that we can head off this terrible, climactic, awful, pending war against Iran. And that's what we need to talk to our people about.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir. Till tomorrow, my friends. See you back.